My guest at this time is Arizona Republican Congressman Paul Gosar. He represents the Grand Canyon State's 1st Congressional District and is a member of the House Oversight Committee, which last week at this time voted out a contempt citation against Attorney General Eric Holder for his failure to cooperate with subpoenas from the panel into its ongoing investigation into the gun-walking program known as Fast and Furious. We want to get his thoughts on tomorrow's scheduled vote on that contempt citation by the full House of Representatives and get his reaction to the Department of Homeland Security reaction to the Supreme Court ruling on Arizona's immigration laws. And Congressman, thanks so much for being with us.
Greg, it's always my pleasure.
You have joined us many times to talk about the Fast and Furious investigation, your frustration with Attorney General Holder. At one point in our conversations, you gave him an F on his level of cooperation with the committee, which is probably why we're headed towards a likely contempt vote by the House on Thursday. In the committee, you voted for the contempt citation. What was the final straw for you?
Well, it's been not coming clear and transparent to something that this administration promised. We still don't know who authorized Fast and Furious. We have a dead border agent, Brian Terry. We have over 300 Mexican people that have lost their lives. That's never happened before in American history. And we got 1,400 guns that'll show up at crime scenes throughout the United States, and particularly the Southwest, and particularly Arizona. And that's frightening that a federal government did this unchecked without proper detective or police surveillance.
The Attorney General claims, the White House claims, that all relevant documents have been given to the committee. How do you respond to that?
That's an outright lie. We got to start calling it like we see it. They were very able to give us stuff on a prior documented event called Operation Wide Receiver that ended in 2007 under the Bush administration, but have not come clean, even in light of having Lanny Brewer, the number three at Justice, lying along with Jason Weinstein about not being involved in gun running. In fact, the very day that the letter was sent to Senator Grassley, we have an email from Mexico City from Lanny Brewer actually proposing another gun running scheme. It's an outright atrocity that this administration believes they're above the law, and it also shows us a conflict. If the president wasn't involved, he shouldn't have to have executive privilege. So was he involved? It sheds a whole other light that this is probably an orchestrated attempt by this administration.
Some Democrats say all this attention to Fast and Furious, what about Wide Receiver? You mentioned that in passing in your most recent response. Do you have all the answers you want on Wide Receiver? And was that as egregious as what you've uncovered so far in Fast and Furious?
This administration has been very good at handing over information about Wide Receiver, and that was actually an attempt by the Bush administration working with the Mexican government, with proper police directives, putting surveillance and tracking on guns, and it was about 400 guns that were actually worked in cooperation with the government, Mexican government, and they lost 200 guns. What's so atrocious is this administration knew that before they even started this, and so we would love to know more about Operation Wide Receiver, but that does not excuse this administration from giving us the information that we so deserve. And otherwise, we'll proceed with the intent of contempt, and we'll continue to pursue criminal charges against the Attorney General and this administration should they be warranted.
Assuming the vote happens tomorrow, and if it does, it's certainly looking like it's going to pass, then what? Based on what we've heard, the Attorney General would then be investigated by his own Justice Department.
Well, I think that's wonderful, and I think that what the hypocrisy of this is that the Democrats in the committee said, well, this will just be turned over to a U.S. attorney who happens to be a Democrat, and that's the end of it. Really? I expect justice just like the rest of the American people do, and I believe that the U.S. attorney that it will be remanded to will do his due diligence. And I would love to see the inventory log that will be conducted about all the documents. We know there's over 140,000 pages of it, and we have seen less than 2,000 of them. Most of the 7,000 that we've been given are from Operation Wide Receiver. So it'll be interesting to see the documentation of each of the inventory documents and see the excuse that the administration and attorney general will give on why they're privileged. I think this will be hilarious to see what kind of justice will actually be pulled out of a hat as the magic man pulling a rabbit out of the hat for an excuse.
Quickly on to our other topic, and that's the Supreme Court decision this week that came down on Monday. striking down three aspects of the Arizona immigration laws, but upholding the one that got the most attention, and that's the one that allows police officers, if they have adequate suspicion when approaching someone for an unrelated offense, if they believe they might not be here legally, they can ask them to prove that they should be here legally. The immediate reaction to that from the Department of Homeland Security was to basically end cooperation with local officials in Arizona, saying Arizona officials would not have access to a database. They would essentially order all detainees to be released, those detained for being illegal, unless, of course, they have a badly criminal record. How do you react to the administration's reaction to the decision?
Well, we had made a mention that we're tired of being the evil stepchild of this administration, and Arizona is rearing their head and creating change. I know we wrote a letter that was signed on by Ben Quayle, David Schweikert, and Trent Franks in regards to calling out this administration for the retaliatory aspects against Arizona. The 287B, or the community activity cooperation that is worked here, benefits Americans and communities of law enforcement working cooperatively together. And to see this administration turn their back on Arizona like this is an outright atrocity. Once again, we show that this administration plays favorites. And who loses? The American public, and particularly Arizona. And the ones who win are the drug dealers and the international thugs that they're backing.
What are you demanding in your letter?
We are demanding that these programs be continued, and if not even continued, but to be rewarded and enforced, because we have a doctrine to work together. The American public demands that the federal government work in cooperation with the limited resources that we have, with local, county, and state law enforcement, with the federal government. And I think this is egregious. I think that the other thing that needs to be brought out is the three aspects that the Supreme Court struck down. They also left for an invitation that says Congress can allow the states to cooperate and be part of that as they so deem, because charge of immigration and naturalization. And I intend to push a bill forward that will do exactly that. That's what America wants, and that's what America will get.
Congressman, we know you've got to run. Thank you very much for your time today.
Hey, Greg, always a pleasure, and thanks for all you do.
Our pleasure, sir. Arizona Republican Congressman Paul Gosar represents his state's 1st Congressional District, member of the House Oversight Committee, which voted out that contempt citation against Eric Holder last week. Full House vote on Thursday. I'm Greg Corumbus of Radio America, reporting for WorldNet Daily.